This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are stepping into the second hour of the Tailored Experience. It is a Tuesday morning and we're having a very, very important conversation today. I've been talking about it since we started the show. We are speaking with Nobesu Tundlovu, who is the director for SMEs at Old Mutual Corporate. We're talking about funding challenges facing SMEs and how the launch of Nine Yards TV, which is a brand new series, is helping these SME owners navigate seeking startup capital. Good morning, Ms. Tundlovu. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, I mean, despite pitching seemingly sustainable businesses and ideas, entrepreneurs are still struggling to raise startup capital. Why is that?
You know, I think that's mainly because of, if we look at the starting point in terms of where do SMEs ask for funding, you typically ask from a bank or from private equity firms. And the last, which is a lot easier, is friends and family. So that's, that's probably the easiest place where you can get the startup capital. But because of where the points are in terms of banks and private equity firms, that's probably why it's really hard to actually secure this funding. And the reason behind that is because these banks and private equity firms are typically using other people's money to lend to an SME. So if you think of a bank, you know, the deposits that you make, your savings that you make, banks will take that money and on-lend it to for home loans or for business funding, right? Okay. And the reality is that they need to have some sort of a certainty that says, yes, we're going to get this money back so that we can repay back the people's deposits or savings. And so the conundrum that banks find themselves is that, you know, when you're talking about start-up capital, you're really looking at you know, an idea, and you're hoping that that idea works. And so the reality for SMEs is that when you're speaking to a funder who may be a bank or a private equity firm, you are very lucky if the person on the other side understands your business. And so, you know, if they don't understand your business and they think it's high risk, they're probably not going to accept it.
True.
So, you know, if you think of, if you're applying for funding for farming and you're talking about the technicalities of funding, of farming, sorry, on the other side, if the person on the side doesn't understand or have an appreciation, it's not that easy to actually get accepted for startup capital. So I think that's really the main reason why SMEs find themselves in this situation.
Sure. So, I mean, startup capital is such a burning issue that it's even the first theme for the episode of Nine Yards TV. What are some of the three most common mistakes that entrepreneurs make when they are seeking this funding?
So I think there's three. So, you know, I speak also as an entrepreneur myself. So I've been running my own retail business, and I actually remember making some of these mistakes that we speak about in the episode. But the key three for me right now are that, you know, one is not having an appreciation that you're actually talking to numbers people, and that numbers people on the other side of the table, they want to get a sense, do you understand your business? Do you understand what your balance sheet means? Do you understand what your income statement means and the implications? And that, you know, you haven't outsourced all the work to be done and the understanding to your accountant. So that's the one. The second common mistake is not actually appreciating that every funder is different. So, you know, I remember going from one funder to another funder within a span of, you know, a month, and almost as being a radio advert, when actually you need to create context or understand the context of your funder and tailor the conversation so that that funder, you know, you're speaking their language in terms of how you're going to respond to what they're actually looking for. And then the third common mistake is just not unpacking your financial requirements in bite-sized chunks. Because sometimes, you know, as an SME, you may give the full amount. So let's say you say you need 10 million rand. But for somebody, that may be fine. But for another institution, that may be, you know, scary. But if you break it up and say, you know, this is what I'll do with the first million, this is what I'll do with the next million, and then end with the total amount, it really helps the person, first of all, understand what you're looking for. And if it's too much for them, where else can they actually help you? Or how else? So, you know, maybe they can help you with 2 million rands. So you don't completely take your opportunity off the table.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, when we talk of people who look for funding, especially when it comes to SMEs, if somebody offers you that 2 million, we also are looking at running the risk of taking that 2 million in a rush. What would be the danger of that? Because we've got the money and our dreams are now starting to look like a reality. But what are the dangers of rushing to take that debt to start our business?
You know, you're so right that, you know, sometimes we rush to it. And yeah, sometimes it's godsend when you actually get a decline. Because the very simple danger is that you actually might not be able to pay the money back. Because you also, you know, you're also hedging on your own idea.
Mm.
And the reality is that if you can't pay the money back, it actually damages your credit rating. And the truth of the matter is that you actually need money to make money in a business. So
yep,
you'll find yourself asking for money more than once in your business life cycle. So, you know, if you ruin your credit rating in the early stages, you hamper your opportunity to actually get funding later on that you probably won't need.
Yeah. So what should we as entrepreneurs or those who are entrepreneurs be looking to do before chasing investments or funding opportunities?
Good question, Makali. So I think for me, what you want to do is really just illustrate traction and value of your business by building a minimum viable product or creating the first of the product that you want to build in a very small scale that's inexpensive, and then it gets some customers to buy that product.
Mm.
So, I mean, simply put, if let's say you build an app, build a very inexpensive app that's super lightweight, ask a few friends to actually use it, and then maybe do some light advertising and marketing that's targeted so that you can illustrate customer traction. Because then by you doing that, you obviously invest a bit of your own money to actually get that up and running. It shows that there's credibility in your solution because you've got some real-life customers. It illustrates that you've put skin in the game because you would have invested a bit of your own money. And most importantly, it helps you now when you go and ask for funding. And you can say, you know, well, there's three people that took this up within the span of a week. And the following week, there were five people. And so you can illustrate projections based on real-life data, which really makes the process of the discussion of applying for funding a lot easier.
I'm definitely going to be listening to that response for the next coming weeks. But before I do let you go, can you take us through the five tips for entrepreneurs to get ahead in their quest to unlock some funding?
Sure. So I think the first one is just start small when you're applying for funding and build relationships with funders. And then the second one is understand your business numbers. That's critical so that you can speak for yourself in relation to what your financials mean.
Yeah.
And then the third one is to put yourself in the context of the funder's shoes so that the conversation can be tailored towards the funder. And then the fourth one is be very realistic with your business valuation. Sometimes we make the mistake as entrepreneurs to take the business value in our own personal view of our own self-worth, which is sometimes not helpful. And then the last one is that, you know, learn from declined applications because they will happen. And it's just a real good opportunity to just chisel your sword in terms of the application process.
Sure. Nabesutu, thank you so much for taking the time and having this conversation with us. For those who would like to get more information on Nine Yards TV and Old Mutual Corporate, how do we get that information?
Great. So we've got all of this information in our Nine Yards TV where you can access it via YouTube. So if you go onto YouTube and you search for Old Mutual Nine Yards TV, you'll find it. Or going onto our website, so oldmutual.com, and searching for Nine Yards.
Absolutely.
You'll be able to find it.
Thank you so much for your time. I absolutely appreciate it. Hope to speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
There you have it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.